you're totally nailing it, singing better than I could. Your message to millions of people on the eve of the hinge of history.
Well, we've already voted in this House. So we live in Florida and we voted early. I would suggest that anybody considering trying to vote tomorrow, like during your lunch break or after work, forget it. You've got to play hooky from work. You've got to get in line at dawn. They're going to pull every kind of a trick that we've seen in different states. You know, all the swing states are going to try different tricks. In Maricopa County, they accidentally came out with the wrong size paper, just in Republican precincts. You know, then they said, well, these papers don't fit the machine, but you can fill out this provisional ballot and stick it in this Tupperware bin over here. And don't worry, we'll count it, I'm sure. So you've got to be ready for these tricks. You cannot count on voting over your lunch break. You've got to punt work. You've got to get in line like it's Rolling Stones tickets. And you've got to get in line and be prepared to stay all day. That means, you know, bring in a little cooler, a chair to sit in. You have to be ready to stay all day because they're going to come up with tricks. They're going to try to discourage you, tell you that we've run out of ballots and, you know, it'll be hours and hours. So you've got to be planning for that. You have to be expecting that. It's absolutely going to happen. And if the provisional ballot is all you can do when they try to, you know, tell you that they run out, take pictures of everything. Take pictures of the ballot that you fill out. Take pictures of the touchpad screen, you know, that may be switching your vote to the Kamala vote. You know, take pictures of everything. We're going to fight this, you know, right from the beginning. We're not going to wait around and be reactive like in 2020 or in 2022 in Arizona. We have to be right out on top of it, you know, from the beginning. You know, and so, I mean, if you really think you're going to vote after work tomorrow, I think you're just kidding yourself. If you're planning on showing up at the poll at 5 p.m. and voting and being home by 6, that's a dream. Don't think that's going to happen at all. You've got to be ready to make it an all-day affair.
The good news is, Matt Bracken, we really have forced them out in the open.
Absolutely. Yeah, and with lawyers like Mike Yoder, they know that a lot of their tricks are going to be exposed in real time. And they have to be thinking, if Trump does manage to get inaugurated, you know, he has said, we are going to prosecute election fraud. And so we're already seeing, I think, some subtle defections where people are not willing to go down with, say, the Jamie Raskins.
Look at Zuckerberg Raskins. Defected 3 months ago.
Right. And you're starting to see this. You know, Elon even talks about it. Some of his, you know, the billionaire boys club are backstage whispering to him that they're on his side. So I think that there is a sea change. I think there's a real fighting chance, but we have to be ready for their tricks in the swing states. Another point is, you know, if Trump makes it to 270, wins enough swing states, and he wins the Electoral College, don't think that your vote in a solid red or blue state doesn't matter. That, you know, I live in Florida, it's going to vote for Trump no matter what. I live in California, it's going to vote for Harris no matter what. It really matters if it's close that the popular vote also goes to Trump, because they're going to contest it on the basis that the Electoral College is invalid. You know, if Trump wins an electoral victory, they're going to say the whole Electoral College is not valid. That's enough for Antifa to riot. That we need direct democracy, which means
Matt Bracken, Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. But Matt Bracken, Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. And I want to do like a few more minutes with you on a key topic I want to raise again that we haven't really covered yet. And that's the Democrats openly going into martial law mode, into the mattresses. We'll be right back.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing. and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Matt Bracken's a best-selling author, great researcher, one of the best analysts out there, also former Navy SEAL. Dinesh D'Souza's coming up. I got more news hit before he joins us at the bottom of the hour. He's got a lot of intel as well. Former political prisoner in his own right. Looking at them barricading the White House, getting ready to barricade the Capitol, barricading Nevada, Washington State, Oregon, now other states announcing it. While they're claiming Republicans are coming to kill us, it's so obvious that the FBI is going to stage something much bigger than the Whitmer fake kidnapping or January 6th or one of these NGOs is. While they themselves say they're getting ready for an armed uprising, I think the establishment, because of the defections you mentioned earlier that we're seeing confirmed of not just Zuckerberg but others, shows that they don't have the stomach for this. But there's some people, different factions in the globalist camp that are going to go for broke. And then the claims that Russians are about to stage a civil war to bring us down, I think it's preposterous. Matt Bracken, looking at the different scenarios, what are we looking at here?
Well, we also, everything that you said, but we also have to remember we're poised to go to war with Iran, and Iran is in a fairly tight alliance now with Russia. So the Israel-Iran scenario with America as Israel's big brother, providing the bombs and the air refueling tankers, now B-52s in the Middle East, on the ground landing in the Middle East to take off from there, obviously to put Iran in direct range. There would be no other reason for B-52s stationed in some anonymous place in the Middle East. That's another scenario for disrupting. The election's going to happen. I don't think they're going to plan something in the next 24 hours. But over the next 2 or 3 months, World War III, well, we can't have a transition of power. That happened in Ukraine. They haven't had elections. Zelensky just is basically dictator for life until they win the war.
It happened with Roosevelt. Never. It happened with Roosevelt.
Right. So I'm concerned that we're going to be sucked into a war on behalf of Israel. They were trying to get missiles to Ukraine that could strike deep into Russia. I think that some cooler heads in the State Department have prevailed in as far as sending Tomahawks to Ukraine, et cetera. But the Israel-Iran scenario is still very much real, and that can spill over to Russia very fast because it's Russian S-400 missiles protecting Iran. So you could see Russian casualties. There are Russian bases in Syria, important naval bases that could be hit, that could spill from the Israel-Iran war into an America-Russia war very quickly. And the people who are desperate not to spend the next 20 years in prison would absolutely trip us into World War III if that would prevent a turnover of power in Washington.
I totally agree. That's the big issue. Nobody's looking at it. We're not looking at it enough. What do you make of the North Koreans reportedly have been now inside Ukraine fighting? What does that signify?
That's BS. That's pure American propaganda. Now, obviously, in all of these wars, I mean, there were British observers in the Civil War on both sides, for example, Germans in our American Civil War. They weren't assault troops. When you have North Korea providing shells to Russia because they've got, billions of the shells, and South Korea providing shells to Ukraine, one of the quid pro quos is we have a completely unblooded military. We have a military that hasn't fought since 1953, right? I mean, we would like to send some of our troops to work on some of our systems. So I think that they're support troops. They may be doing like testing their own electronic warfare. This would be a part of a quid pro quo with Russia, where North Korea actually requests to send troops. Russia does not need North Korean troops. That's ridiculous. Russia is still recruiting like 30,000 men a month, volunteers, not people dragged off.
That makes perfect sense. So they're just basically advisors and support. All right.
And testing systems, getting to, you know, we want to bring our electronic warfare in and test it compared to the Russian electronic warfare. And then we can evaluate our hardware.
Last point, looking at the two assassination attempts we know of, and I've been told by the real White House, by the Trump camp, there's been others we don't know about. Snapshot of that, and what about the surface-to-air missile taking out Trump Force One while he's president-elect, or even before? What about or during contested election? What about other assassination attempts?
Aside from surface-to-air missiles, when an airplane is going straight down the runway, its angular rate, and if somebody's just 1 mile down from the end of the runway with a 50 caliber, there's no angular rate of change. The engine just keeps getting bigger in your scope. So I worry about takeoff and landing, and I also worry about a reporter's recharging battery. Their smartphone recharging cell being switched in the hotel room, getting on the airplane, but it's like the Israeli pager, only much bigger, and set to go off at 10,000 feet. So I'm very worried about the aircraft, but I'm also worried about contact poison, instant cancer types of poison, and even just an IED, because Trump likes to get close to the people. And you can have a lunatic get up on the roof, like in Butler, PA. You could also have a lunatic put on a suicide vest. It may not be detected by the Secret Service.
What happens? What are the scenarios if they successfully kill Trump?
Then I hope J.D. Vance goes on the warpath.
I was about to say,
I hope he's inaugurated with an America that's saying, you are all going to jail now. All of you conspirators are going to prison.
But let's be clear. And if they kill Trump, they've already got a false flag ready to change the story. What type of false flag would that be in the psychological warfare?
I think that no matter what happens, if Trump is taken out, it'll be blamed on the left, because they've been raising the hysteria level. If you call somebody Hitler, 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 then obviously the moral thing to do is kill Hitler when he's a baby in the cradle. You know he's Hitler. So it's not a dog whistle. It's an overt call to assassination whenever they say he's a fascist dictator Hitler. That's, they are calling for his assassination because we live in a virtual world now. Somebody is completely willing to die if they know that their viral video, their farewell video, their manifesto is going to be making them the next Lee Harvey Oswald, even if they don't live to see it. Fame is its own reward. There are people that feel like they have no meaning in their life, and taking out Trump Hitler would make their name immortal. And their videos would give them a form of immortality. So yeah, there are people that would strap on a suicide vest or take a shot at his airplane.
All right, Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Let's talk to you in the next 24 hours. Get back on with us tomorrow with updates and the day after. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
Oh, my God. Now's the time to really be praying. I've been thinking about what we need to do, and I say all the time we should pray and ask God to guide us. But, I mean, I'm telling myself this, not the listeners right now, because I am really upset. I am really freaked out. I cannot believe how evil the globalists are, even though I've been studying them for 35 years. And it's just wild that we've gotten to this point. I mean, this is crazy. And it's such an obvious choice not to be for these people. And it's such an obvious choice to reject the entire UN, WF, New World Order, carbon tax, globalist plan. I mean, they're such lying, evil villains. But Elon Musk came out. Today, he tweeted it, and boy, I hear there's a big Elon Musk interview coming here real soon. I'm going to leave it at that, going on right now. Elon Musk comes out directly against the globalists and their New World Order and the fact that they don't have authority and we need to vote for the UN. You're like, well, you've heard that 85 billion times. We already know that. Yeah, but did we have Elon Musk and Donald Trump doing that before? I mean, Trump a little bit. No, we are the real issues. We know how the world works. We're talking about real stuff and a whole spectrum of garbage and distractions. And I've always said this for at least 25 years of my 30 years on air, that I believe in people. I say this all the time. It's a cliche because it's true. I bet on you. I don't think you want to eat bugs and be sterilized and be fed poison and be depopulated and have a satanic new world order take over. And I know that as their plan rolls out, if we just warned about it up front, we wouldn't get listened to much then. A lot, but nothing compared to now. And then as it unfolded, people go, oh, wow, how'd you learn that? Well, here, you can learn it too. They said they're going to do it. I mean, they say Trump's bringing down their world government. They say in the New York Times, Jones will bring down the world government if we don't stop him. Well, it's not me. They're talking about you. I believe in you. I believe in common sense. I believe you're not going to just bend over and get destroyed. Not because you've got courage. You've got self-preservation. I mean, this is not even a question. Once you face the real issues, why the hell would you join this satanic lunatic asylum of the New World Order? I mean, you know, and people say, man, aren't you frustrated that, you know, you've been saying this forever and it's still happening? Well, not really, because I'm seeing such a fast awakening compared to what it was. It's still not fast enough, but the Lord works in mysterious ways. So things are so existential, so urgent, and so wild. And I just look at how our work now is coming into fruition, coming into a head. I mean, just every day, the guests, the other reporters, the listeners that are activists, we are devastating the New World Order right now. Devastating them. Identifying they're in control, identifying they're the bad guys, identifying the crimes they've committed, identifying their agenda so people can say no. Before they get the full cashless society, ESG, social credit score system in that we're so close to. And, you know, if we were way behind, I'd say, you know, God's going to handle it. And I would still trust God. But we're so close to turning the tide. We've turned the tide. We're so close to beating them that it's just torture. I mean, this is like back when I liked to watch football, because I can't care about things that aren't serious now. But I used to, you know, watch the Super Bowl. And some of those Super Bowls, like, I forget, the one was like sudden death overtime. And went down to the last second with a field goal. And it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just like, oh, let this game end. And the score goes back and forth and back and forth. And people are like, this is important. This is real. This is so clear. But it's a game. And now this is like Trump said yesterday, this coming to a head has been a 9-year fight to try to get this country back. And as America goes, so goes the whole world. And we forced them out, and it's so obvious, and the choice is so clear, and it's just so crazy. Oh, God. And then I have this intense frustration that I don't want to be up here. But that's how the universe works. Everything goes slow, and then it speeds up, and then they have these big flashpoints. So, of course, that's how things align. Of course we're being shut down in 8 days. And we've survived so many times. People are like, oh, yeah, you know, but I mean, people are like, oh, that's not real. Oh, God, it's all over the news. They, you know, and then we pray and we struggle and we fight and you support and we make it. That's what a real death battle looks like. We're like two guys rolling around the ground with daggers trying to stab each other. And I got a couple wounds. They got wounds. I mean, but, you know, we're all in this together. I mean, this is a freaking toe-to-toe, you know, Muhammad Ali fight in the 12th round. I mean, this is beating the living hell out of each other. And I don't even know what to say at this point. We are delivering victory. God is through us. But, I mean, I look at how good InfoWars is and how effective we've been, and I'm just like, why don't I have billions of dollars? Well, I get it. I'm the one that's been demonized up front because I was the first to popularize. There's a lot of people before me, but, you know, we broke through this audience together. And so there's been so much demonization poured onto me that even the people on our side are like, well, yeah, we'll listen to everything Jones says and take his advice and everything, but there's a negative effect if we support him openly and we want to get the newbies, and they've already been conditioned to dislike him, even though he wrote the blueprint for the current entire resistance movement. And so I'm here watching this, and I have my own self-preservation as well. I mean, I'll be point blank with you. I don't fight these people because I just want to get killed and I want to be a hero. I mean, it's self-preservation to fight them. and I like the crew a lot. And I'm just sitting here going, what the hell? So I'm going to say this right now. If you go to the top of my X account, you can see the links that I can support us and also get Blow You Away products. And then I'm going to get to this Elon Musk news. It's so big, I'm going to recap. And I got hundreds of incredible stories, but this is just too big. And you can see the URLs right there at the top of the page on X. And it's alexjones.live. Now, why is alexjones.live an important link to follow? If you go there, you can donate via Vimeo to the Bitcoin account. You can go to the shopping carts that are our sponsors to support us. It's all right there. But the place to go is alexjones.live. And you can find it all very, very easily there, alexjones.live. And I would spend 30 seconds a day plugging if that would get the funds in. I don't have it. And yeah, usually, you know, in all the years we got from everybody else, probably $500,000 in Bitcoin donations. And then somebody gave me $9 million 3 years ago. And after the accounting was done, when that ran out over 2 years, they go, this is incredible. The exact amount you needed to stay on air was $9 million. That sounds like a lot in a war. It's not. But whoever did that, great. I don't know. I still this day don't know. And you notice it came out in court and they checked it and the Justice Department checked, because I could have kept all of it. It was given to me personally. I put it all into the operation. Even the $25,000 software and a home studio thing I set up was for the show. So I could have run off to, you know, wherever with that. I'm not running anywhere. I was, thank God that kept us on air and we helped lay the groundwork for all the stuff you've seen since then. So go to alexjones.live, and I don't care if it's $100 or $1 million, it will get put into this fight. And our legal defense and the infrastructure and the crew. Instead, I am beating the snot out of regular listeners. Hey, go get a t-shirt. Hey, go get a great supplement. Hey, you really need this stuff. And I'm just, quite frankly, I know there are all these rich people sitting there listening. And thank God Elon Musk has come in and all things he's doing and the rest of it. But it's just simple. I need your support now. I need you to go there. I need people to donate Bitcoin now, not yesterday, not next week, not a year from now, now. Because I'll tell you, I don't quit. And I will not give up, and I cannot sell out, and it's impossible. Put a gun to my head, I wouldn't shut up. But if I do not have the funds, it will be a victory if I can't have the crew and the infrastructure to really kick ass properly. And then if I don't have money to hold off the enemy, and we're starting to get major traction in our legal operations, then these criminals, these scumbags, these trash of the earth that literally want to enslave you and your family and are doing it, I mean, I'm willing to take them on. They're throwing everybody in prison. They want me so bad. They've had 5 grand juries I know of open, and they couldn't fire anything because I'm a straight person in business and life. And I'm not scared of that at all. I'm just scared of them winning against you. It just blows me away. So you need the ultimate CMOS. It is the superfood. You need the other great supplements that are there. They're amazing. The HydroForce, all of it. And you need the t-shirts. So that's funding the revolution. See it as a donation. Go do it. Because I will not sit here. And I will not give up. And I hate begging people to save themselves. But I hate losing and giving into tyranny worse. So, you know, if I knew that if I took loppers, and I'm not into self-harm, I love my body. If I knew that I could secure us on air and stop the censors and stay on the air another 5 years to beat these people, I would take a meat cleaver on air right now, no hesitation, and chop my hand off and spray blood all over the TV screens, just absolutely with enjoyment. I'm serious. I literally know they're pure evil. I've dealt with them. They are full of demonic spirits. They are scum. And I'm not going to do that. It's an analogy, okay? But if you want to beat these people, then if you're not going to support me, you need to start a show. If you're not going to support me, you need to run for office. If you're not going to support me, you need to support Mike Yoder and his lawsuits that are having devastating victories. That's the worst part, is that everything we do now, we're having victory, and then people sit back like this is some kind of entertainment show, and it's like, wow, isn't everything, wow, this is so exciting. A total takeover of the country by satanic depopulationists that literally are poisoning the living hell out of us and killing us. They just killed 30 million people with a damn bioweapon. And then you feel safe not fighting that? I'm going to go back to this. We reach 20 million people on a small show a day. On the big shows, 50, 60 million. I don't know how on what planet we get a couple, on big days, 1,000 orders. And I told our sponsor, because I did the math 2 weeks ago. I said, what are you doing with 3 bottles of the supplements for 55% off, 1 bottle for 50, 1 bottle for 40, when there's not even that much markup? At 40% off, we're making like $15. At 55%, we're making, you know, like $8 on that deal. And then you just did 20% off on top of it. They go, yeah, we did the math. We didn't think of it. That's losing money. Well, at least they'll get it and love it and hopefully buy it again. And I'm like, and I'm not even mad at them. I'm just, it's just like, it's, I cannot do all the thinking around here. So I came up with the idea. I said, well, these t-shirts cost $15 a piece. They're quality. You sell them for $25, $30. Can we get a couple that are 50 for people that actually want to buy something and get us some money? And that's the InfoWars classic shirt with the red on the navy blue. And then one of the others, I forget which one they've got, is the one that we actually make, you know, $25 on. And then you got to pay the sponsor that's doing it. And under the deal I got, part of it goes to InfoWars. Then they get shut down. They just slurp out. So that little bit of money I get right there, I just throw maximum in on the frickin' enemy to hold them off with our legal stuff and just build the infrastructure and just do it. And I'll be up at midnight tonight running around infrastructure, jacking with stuff, and I'm not bitching. It's just that I am in a frickin' war. You're in a war. Admit you're in a war. Admit it's going on. This is ridiculous. Tanesha Souza's coming up. All right, I'm not going to do this tonight, 8 to 10, when I do a special emergency broadcast with all the latest news. But this is emblematic, because we have the hardcore audience, the globalist hate, the most awake people out there. They say, that's the worst audience, they're the worst people. You're the best there is. And then imagine other people know this stuff's going on, they don't do a damn thing. Can you imagine watching all this go on and people just sit there like they're just rowing down a river, row, row, row your boat, gently as they come? Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. What the hell? They're coming after everybody. They're coming after Trump. They're coming after Kennedy. We need your support, and you don't even come here and do this.
Alex, first of all, I want to thank you. Give to Alex Jones. I don't want this guy to have to be like wearing a symbol, and we're all going to say, you know, the truth teller formerly known as Alex Jones. Let's not let that happen.
But, oh, they're trying to make an example out of me. I'm not that important, but I've become a rallying point. I've become like a Roman standard they want to capture. Explain that.
Look, I mean, if we don't have the freedom of speech, if you don't have the First Amendment, if, you know, media, which is, look, it never said only newspapers or the media. It was anyone that wants to challenge government, anyone that's willing to, you know, put the feet to the fire of corporate interests of your government, that is supposed to be free.
Electronic soapbox.
In the end, if you lose, Alex, we all lose. We will all lose the ability to do tough stories, to take risks, to plant flags where we think there's an issue. Sometimes we'll get it wrong. I said before, you do a daily show, it's impossible to nail that to the wall. I do a weekly show, I spend more time vetting it. They're two different animals. They can't be compared to each
other. They also take stuff out of context and exaggerate.
Absolutely, that's true. You know, one of the things that makes you so spectacular, Alex, is long before any of us were here, you were starting to talk about this deep state. You were talking about this, you know, a government that was supposed to be of, for, and by the people, that was being robbed from us by corporate interests, by special interests, by globalists, long before anybody else ever did. And to imagine you sitting here in this moment, we are in that impactful moment. And in many ways, not enough people were listening to you. And I want to say that, you know, I think the vaccine, and we've talked about this before, that was the tip of the spear of the final death blow, which was if we can inject you and own your bodies and own the bodies of your children and pass laws that say that, you know, because of vaccinations, we've decided that we own your children. We make your decision.
That's a revolutionary takeover.
It was a revolutionary takeover. And so people like me got alarmed by that. And we joined forces with people like you that have been really talking about it for a long time. But I would say that we are at the very last stage. I was just speaking publicly, and this woman said, if things don't happen that fast, Dale, you're being really dramatic. I don't think this election matters that much. I was like, that's because you're looking at this over the last year or maybe 2 years. There's people like Bobby that's been fighting the corporate establishment for 40 years as a lawyer, that watched his father when he was 13 years old be killed for exactly this battle.
And his uncle.
This fight, and his uncle when he was 10 years old. So depending on what window you look at this, we're really at the end stage of a takeover and destruction of the one thing that stands in the way of globalist thinking, which is the Constitution of the United States of America.
They're doing all these lawsuits trying to take my name. People say they can't do that. Well, I got to defend those. We're going to win. We're already winning. The judge shut them down last week. That took high-powered lawyers and that, you know, 50 grand right there to have those briefs ready, okay? This is total war. We make it easy. Great supplements, great t-shirts, great everything. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP member. You get $40 free a month. For $30, you make $10 on that. It reminds you to go back to the store. Incredible supplements, the ultimate sea moss, superfood. It's all there at the Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. My dad's great supplement company, drjonesnaturals.com. That's how we're funding this operation. Separate from InfoWars, you go there, you get t-shirts, you get ball caps, you spread the word, you meet like-minded people, you're a walking billboard for freedom, it's a great adventure, and you know you're funding our operation. We need funds, and I'll go on the offense and just hope the money comes in, but we're going on the offense. We caught them, we got the documents, I told you I'll sue the CIA and FBI. Get ready, first steps start this week, and the enemy already knows, so but I need money to do it. And look, I don't even think about my life or any of that. That doesn't matter. I'm on this mission. I love it. This is great. But I need funds to fight a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of the resistance. It's all there, and it's great products at great prices, highest quality, and it funds the fight against the New World Order that's coming down on us with both damn feet. But at least we're in the fight, and we're starting to win.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Dinesh D'Souza is our guest. Of course, one of the top documentary filmmakers of all time. Literally at box office numbers, what, like the number two documentary of all time. DineshD'Souza.com, at Dinesh D'Souza, Dinesh D. D'Souza on X. And he's got a new documentary, Vindicating Trump, that's on X right now on his channel. You should get to everybody you know. But I wanted to get him on just about the epic historic moment. It's totally clear the choice between good versus evil has never been more crystal. The incredible dream team Trump's got, all of the outrageous open illegals voting and rigging and scams, but so much of it's being exposed this time. And then almost everybody I interviewed now has spent time in prison as political prisoners because they fought the deep state like Dinesh D'Souza for doing absolutely nothing wrong on record. Oh, a campaign contribution. Meanwhile, Act Blue's running around money laundering in front of everybody. It's just totally insane. Almost everybody I know, including my co-host Owen Schroyer, spent time in prison for nothing, for being at January 6th, not going in the building. I mean, it's just, and then they have the nerve to say that we're all going to throw them in prison. I mean, this is just wild. So Dinesh D'Souza, great to have you here, my friend. I'm going to try to give you the floor because I'm really fired up today. I imagine you've got, electricity going through you with this most important election ever, hands down. There's so much to cover with your great mind. What do you think is happening right now? What's the big 35,000 foot view that you've got, and then drill into it?
Well, I think that in our politics for a while now, both Trump and Kamala Harris have been wearing a kind of mask. And what I mean is that the Democrats and the media were able to put a kind of Halloween mask on Trump. He's a scary guy. He's an ogre. He's going to do this and he's going to do that. And because of their power to reach people in the culture that our side can't reach, they got enough people to buy into that. And so Trump has been saddled with this kind of scary Halloween mask. And Kamala Harris, by contrast, has the media's sort of makeover mask, and that she's a new Cinderella. She's a new person. She's going to turn the page. She may seem silly in the past, but she's become extremely bright, and she really knows how to run things. So again, you have these two very contrasting pictures that have been put out there. And I think the masks are both are falling off on both sides. And by that, I mean Trump with his marketing genius. You know, he goes to McDonald's, he serves the drive-thru. He has an ability. He drives the garbage truck. And what he's done is he's shown people, hey, I'm not only a normal guy, I'm a self-deprecating guy. I am not the caricature that they've made me out to be. And I think people are seeing that. And similarly, the Kamala mask is falling off and the wheels are falling off. And people realize this woman is giddy. She's unserious. She has no gravitas. She will say literally anything. She's for the Israelis in Pennsylvania, and she's for the Palestinians in Michigan. So there's an unscrupulous vacuity to her. And so this is really not a difficult choice. It's a very easy choice. The difficulty is seeing through the fog of the media. I think, Alex, if we had a fair media in this country, Trump would win with sort of Reagan and Nixon type of landslides. But the media is all in for Kamala Harris, and that's the only reason this is a, quote, close election.
And even the New York Magazine and others admit this is a referendum on the establishment, who's basically already destroyed. There's a political realignment, not just here, but worldwide. And if they can't now seize control, as Dana White said 2 weeks ago, they've already had a coup installing Kamala. They now want to legitimize that, and then they're going to go for broke. They've said they're coming after everybody. They're going to cut off the energy, carbon taxes to try to bring us to our knees. Cloward and Piven finally being completed. I know so many big business owners. I know billionaires, people in industry, tech, across the board. They're all planning on a crash if Kamala gets in. I mean, I don't think people understand the hell we're on the edge of, Dinesh D'Souza.
Well, you may be right. I do think that, you know, it's been an old slogan on the left that people do not, a regime does not relinquish power easily, and certainly and generally not voluntarily. So the idea that these people, particularly if the world is at stake, right? I mean, they haven't just been making a police state in the United States. They've been making a global police state. I've called it in the past a police planet. And Trump stands in the way of all that. So if Trump gets through, they will go berserk. We can count on that. Now, here's the point. As conservatives and Republicans, our normal tendency is to be sort of terrified by this and to say, oh, wow, you know, these guys are really going to go crazy, and we're going to see all this lawlessness, and we're going to see all these attempts to cancel out the result of the election. I think we need a little bit of Lincoln firmness here. And what I mean by that is Lincoln's view was that once you win the election, you have now been handed a mandate to stop this kind of subversion. And you have to do it using all means at your disposal. In other words, kind of what Lincoln was saying is what the Democrats have said: never let a crisis go to waste. If they go into an orgy of riots and lawlessness, we should take advantage of that to finally hold them accountable for their actions. They've escaped accountability for years. And this is what's given them the chutzpah to think they can always get away with it. So I think that this may be the time that we finally, that Trump basically goes, listen, you know, you've been saying I'm going to lock you up, and I'm going to lock you up, but I'm going to do it with good reason.
I agree. I mean, it's a responsibility. It's justice. We can't leave this cancer. All the crimes they've committed, they're never going to give up until they are put in prison. So they're the ones that started it. We're the ones that finish it, but we do it with due process. And we've got real stuff, unlike everything they cooked up is all fake. The FBI with honeypots, and we knew this years ago, but now it's been totally released, could never get one Trump administration person, even low level, to be a Russian agent. They could never find anybody to be a traitor, Dinesh.
You know, I also think, Alex, if I can add to this point, this, that one of the ways you teach the left a lesson on free speech, on packing the court, is you sort of start doing to them what they're doing to us. So, you know, they have a proposal to add four justices to the court, and it's their way of trying to essentially cancel out our 6-3 majority and create a majority on their side. So what if we win the election and we start introducing some proposals to add 4 justices to the court? We take their idea. Except obviously we have in mind 4 conservative justices, just as they obviously have in mind 4 liberal justices. So suddenly you'll realize that the moment we do that, they will be singing the virtues of having 9 justices. Oh, you're overturning centuries of precedent. Oh, you're changing the rules on us. And our point is actually, no, you've introduced a really brilliant proposal. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that we need 9 justices. So we're getting a great idea from you, except now we're going to actually implement it.
What you're saying is so key. Anything they attack, oh, don't prosecute us, you're Hitler. Oh, no, don't do this, is because that's their weak spot. And so whatever they're telling you not to do, that's what you do. But so many conservatives are like, oh, I don't want to get attacked for saying there's election fraud, even though there is. You've got a responsibility to admit it, to clean it up. We should not let them dictate to us. And thanks to Elon Musk and others, and now Joe Rogan's fully joined us, the dam has broken and people aren't intimidated anymore. And you see it. I mean, this is the end of the kleptocratic, psychotic left, not just here, but worldwide. If America rises back up against this peacefully with intellectual and political and spiritual and economic will, we can literally completely defeat these people.
We have to build our own rival ecosystem. We'll really know that we have got the media where we want it. See, right now, even though the media is left-wing, we're on to them, but we still let them set the agenda. They make outrageous claims and we go up against the wall and then we defend and we react and we say, oh, no, it's not like that. We're not this. We're not that. We really will be where we want when they say something, we ignore it, which is kind of what they do. See, I mean, I have this film Vindicating Trump. It's 850 theaters. Not a word about it in the New York Times, not a word in the Post, no mention on CNN. So they believe they have the power to act as if a movie like this does not exist. We don't currently have that kind of power, but we're building it. So when we have that kind of power, they do a big expose in the New York Times. We don't return their calls. We're not quoted in their articles because we don't care what they say. We don't even read what they say. We don't have to react to it because it is literally nothing to us.
Let's talk about your film. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen all your other films. I'm going to play a trailer of it in a moment. Tell us about this new documentary, Vindicating Trump.
It makes the case for Trump, not just the policies, but also the man. The remarkable thing about Trump is that this is a guy who inspires the most intensely opposite reactions of any public figure I have seen. On the one hand, you have people who will genuinely take a bullet for this guy. And on the other hand, you have people who will cheer, even if silently, if someone tries to put a bullet in him. You have to go back all the way to Lincoln, I believe, to find a figure that produced this kind of radically opposite reactions. And even in Lincoln's case, the division was not over Lincoln the man. It was over the issues, slavery, the extension of slavery, other issues. With Trump, it's over Trump. It's over the man. And so I bring Trump to center stage in the film. There's a book, by the way, of the same title, Vindicating Trump. And I argue that Trump is somehow peculiarly well-equipped and well-suited for the crisis in which the country finds itself today. This guy may not be the perfect guy for any time, but he is the best guy, in fact, maybe the only guy for this time.
You really see the hand of God in it. I mean, the guy is just the energy at 78, everything, the way, I mean, I'm 50 and I've been through a lot, so I've learned to take crap, and so have you, but my God, it really is superhuman.
Which is just another way of saying that this guy has the superhuman level of courage, more than anybody that we can think of. His reaction to the 2 assassination attempts was in a class of its own. But even the way he's powered through these 91 criminal charges, I mean, I think we both know that any other Republican facing 5 criminal charges would have exited the race, quit the field, like never be heard from again. So Trump's ability to not only endure, but he does his rope-a-dope, he kind of wiggles around the gag orders, he forges ahead with a determination that is almost surreal. And the key point also, Alex, is he doesn't have to do it. I mean, if you and I were billionaires, we We're at Mar-a-Lago. We have our grandchildren. We have this kind of wonderful life ahead of us. And all our troubles would go away. Nobody would be trying to lock us up for life. Nobody would be trying to put bullets in our head. We would be like, you know what? That sounds like a pretty good deal. 99% of people would take that deal. And yet Trump pushes ahead. And I think the only motive must be that he believes that the country is in a bad way and that he is perhaps the only guy who can fix it.
There was a clip that I played three times since yesterday. I don't usually watch his rallies because I'm so busy. I see the clips later, but I was here at 11 a.m. That'd be noon in Pennsylvania. He was giving a speech, and he said, you know, a lot of my staff and people, you know, they're too scared to tell you, but they are trying to steal it. And he said, we're up against total criminals. And earlier he said, we're going to win, but they're trying to steal it. But the point is, that's the real Trump, because he can be friendly and happy. And that's the real Trump, too. But behind the scenes, as you know, really hardcore, really committed. And he says, for 9 years, I've been in this fight and we're so close and it's all coming down to now. And you see the steel and the commitment of the mission and how he, and through us supporting him, have drawn the bad guys out to really reveal them, where even if they kill Trump or steal this election, it's a Pyrrhic victory. I don't see how they ever put the genie back in the bottle. Global realignment against the globalist, populist taking over or winning elections everywhere. Elon Musk saying, I'm going to fight the New World Order where the UN's the enemy. They don't run our lives. We didn't elect them. And you could say, well, we already know that. Dinesh D'Souza knew that in the Reagan administration. I knew that 30 years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. Now it's everywhere. So we have to look at the victory culturally of identifying these global kleptocrats, and how, whatever happens, however the chips fall, we have to understand it's in God's plan. But I cannot imagine in my spirit that they're going to be able to steal this despite everything they're doing. Here's the clip, and then we'll get back to your film. I want to play the trailer for it. Everybody needs to go see it in theaters. They need to check it out. DineshDeSouza.com. It's so, so important. Everybody see the film. But here's the clip of Trump.
This country is finished, and I say it loud and clear. Everything we've been fighting for so hard to achieve for the past 9 years all comes down to the next 2 days. Think of it. We've worked in this for 9 years, and we got a phony press. We got a lot of crooked people out there. We're fighting like a son of a gun. We're fighting. They are fighting so hard to steal this damn thing. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on in your state. Every day, they're talking about extending hours and stuff. What? Who ever heard of this stuff? We should have one-day voting and paper ballots. Then I just heard that a couple of states may go an extra 12 days. How the hell do you have an election? You know, they spend all of this money on these damn machines and paper ballots. You'd have the answer by 9 o'clock tonight. It's a damn shame. And I'm the only one that talks about it because everyone's afraid to damn talk about it. And then they accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. He's a conspiracy. And they want to lock you up. They want to put you in jail. The ones that should be locked up are the ones that cheat on these horrible elections that we go through in our country. And I don't know what's going to happen, but for future elections, I won't be even a part of it. But you ought to damn well go to paper ballots. You ought to go to voter ID. And you ought to have the election over by 9 o'clock. I'm hearing now they're going to take weeks. Can you imagine? They spend all this money on machines. And they're going to say, we may take an extra 12 days to determine. And what do you think happens during that 12 days? What do you think happens? These elections have to be decided by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. Bunch of crooked people. These are crooked people.
All right, so that's what Trump's really like. And that's the warrior right there. I think people should really pay attention because we're living in a historical moment. And as you know, as a historian, most people later say we didn't realize we were in the middle of such a historic time. I just, you can cut the suspense with a knife, Dinesh D'Souza.
You know, it's the you can see that he's gone through the kind of moment of epiphany. And that moment of epiphany was actually not when he came down the escalator in 2015 and first announced that he's running for president. I think he thought that the country was in a mess, that it was a swamp, but he greatly underestimated how deep and vicious the swamp was. But he knows now. I mean, I saw it in a small way myself when I was sitting across from these lawyers from the SDNY, the Southern District of New York. And I realized that, you know, those guys would, if they could, have put me in prison for 20 years for a trivial campaign finance violation, they would have done it. And I realized, you know what? We have this is the gangsterization of the U.S. government. Our politics is not a debating society. It's a whole different thing. I've got to revise my view of America. And I did. And Trump has done it as well. You know, it's like in the movie The Patriot. At some point, you realize that the British aren't just sort of trying to rule you and tax you. They're going to come and burn down your house, you know, and destroy your family. And you have nothing to lose at this point. I think Trump is there already. It's actually a great thing to see because that's the kind of leader we need. And it's also interesting to see the way in which other people coming in the Trump wake or in the Trump train, people like Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Elon Musk. I mean, look at the distance that these people have traveled just in the last 12 months or so to bring them to where they are. So I think this is an historic moment, but it's an historic moment that we might all look back, I'm hoping, with just electrifying excitement.
You are the most elegant guest and eloquent guest. The way you put things is perfect here because that's what I'm seeing and feeling and intellectually understanding and spiritually experiencing. This is just epically obvious, and you just hit it. That's what I was getting to earlier, but you just nailed it. The inspiration he's given us with his will and his determination is giving a lot of people that hadn't woken up as early as you or I to it, and instead of having to experience it, it's kind of transmuting into people, and the courage is contagious. And that's why I said 10 minutes ago, I don't see how they ever get their globalist program back. I mean, I don't know if you know, Elon Musk came out and declared war on the New World Order in the UN today. You call it the radicalization, because we're up against a radical enemy. We're facing corrupt, godless, transhumanist world government. We know that because we study their own documents. Now, Dinesh, it's front and center, and it's never going back again. Comments on that?
Yeah, we knew going back even in the Reagan years that there was not just a bias, but a corruption in the media, a corruption in academia, and a sicko corruption in Hollywood. We knew this. What we didn't know is that there was an equivalent corruption in the FBI, in the CIA, in the military, in the medical establishment, the people in the white coats, in the polling industry, pollsters disguising their preferences as, oh, this is what the people want. So I think we've realized now that the rot is much deeper and wider than we had previously suspected. And Trump is the guy who has brought it all out. It's almost as if this guy is a kind of, you know, like one of those magnets that is drawing all the base metals out of the ground. And it's all flying out of the ground right now, and we can see it. Now, there are some people who don't see it. I mean, we've got to remember there's some people in this culture who are not getting information. They're not getting any alternative news. They're only getting the mainstream news. And the propaganda is also reaching dizzying heights. So the question is, will the propaganda work? Or will the ordinary guy be shrewd enough to say, you know what? These people are selling me a lie and I can see through the smoke and mirrors. That's what I'm counting on for tomorrow.
Absolutely. Real quick, here's the trailer for Vindicating Trump. It's there for the whole world right there on X at Dinesh D'Souza, Dinesh D. D'Souza. Everybody get it. Share it now. Here's the trailer.
Somebody has to help this country. And if they don't, the country and the world are in big trouble.
Someone's got to overturn the tables in the temple.
Trump jumping into the presidential race.
She's a bit worried.
Of the apprentice guy?
You know the feeling of power. Could you handle it or would it devour? Power.
They fear that power. You didn't do an insurrection. Had you called for one, there would have been one. Mm-hmm. And there would be one if you called for one now.
I'm not sure I want that power. I want the power just to make the country better.
America first!
And that scares them.
A lot about Donald Trump scares them.
Let's look at everything. Campaign, his family. Let's get foreign eyes on him.
We have one target. You know who he is.
Going after their companies, their families. That is a dictator.
It's a very dangerous time for our country.
The goal is to put him in jail because they're so afraid of his voice.
I am your voice.
We'll bury him so deep in legal, it'll bankrupt them.
Broke Donald in jail right before the election.
That's sorry for being that guy, but isn't that election interference?
It's not interference if we do it.
We just want a free and fair election.
Sounds expensive.
Ballots ain't cheap.
Wait. Did you actually say the word buy the ballots?
We were able to purchase 10,000 ballots.
That's terrifying.
They cheat in many different ways. That's all they're good at.
Ready to save democracy?
We need to stop him permanently.
And that person will be risking his life.
Too bad it's not the 60s, right?
It's the way you survived.
I said, get me up.
Trump has beaten back every attack against him.
He's like the damn Terminator.
We're going to fix our borders, and we're going to fix our elections. We're going to win.
This is my legacy.
Vindicating Trump.
The best is yet to come.
Only in theaters September 27th.
I don't say this lightly. I haven't seen the movie yet. And the fact that it's been out and I haven't seen it, I'm ashamed of. That looks like your best film. Like, it's a documentary, but it's also got top actors. I mean, wow. Step aside Steven Spielberg, and it's all true. Incredible. Vindicating Trump. Dinesh D'Souza, I hope to be talking to you in a few days. Give us an update. I hope we're celebrating a huge landslide they couldn't steal. But regardless, we'll fight on, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Best part about my job is I get to know all the heroes like Dinesh D'Souza and Tucker Carlson and Donald Trump. And heroics is contagious. Fourth hour, I'm hosting it. A ton of news, a bunch I haven't gotten to. The economy, Warren Buffett completely leaving the stock market. It's all coming up. Hour number four. Then Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Then I'm back, 8 p.m. tonight. At Real Alex Jones on X with a two-hour breakdown on all the latest. And then big Election Day coverage tomorrow. Stay with us.
Wear a Trump t-shirt, put a sign on the lawn, wear a MAGA hat, you know? And then if people confront you, say, yeah, that's right.
Elon Musk is absolutely right. We need to show our support for President Trump as a champion against the globalists, as the champion, by wearing his shirts out in public and not being ashamed. Because the majority of Americans, the numbers show, support Trump, but they're still scared to say it. You will meet so many like-minded people when you wear President Trump shirts. We've got some great ones at thealexjonesstore.com. But InfoWars shirts are recognized by patriots and tyrants alike as the symbol of the resistance. Old school, true rebels, true mavericks against tyranny. Now, when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, there's amazing hoodies, ball caps, new designs getting added every few days, amazing t-shirts. But two of the shirts are marked up a little more than $25, $30 or so, so that you can really know you helped fundraise. And it's the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. And it is the Punisher shirt right here that everybody really loves because it's true. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, 1776. So both of these shirts are our bestsellers. I want to thank those of you that have supported. And I want to encourage those of you that haven't supported to get them both, thealexjonesstore.com, right now at this critical time. InfoWars can be shut down in just 21 days as the time I'm taping this, but your support of our sponsor will keep me on the air one way or another. But it takes funds to get all that set up, and it's happening right now. So now's the time of action. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get both these amazing shirts. Again, the Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God shirt is one of the special fundraisers, and so is this classic InfoWars. Notice this is an XXL. It's baggy now. In just the last few months, I've been taking the Ultimate CMOS, and it's helped me lose all this weight. Find that as well and help keep us on air one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.